Good morning, church. And welcome to our youth-led service. We are really happy to see you here in this weird time between Christmas and New Year's. It can be difficult to get out of bed. It can be difficult to get going in the morning. So it is lovely to see you. I see chocolates even being passed around. It's lovely. We'll start with a couple of notices. If you haven't got your notice sheet, please do grab one from the front. We've got a couple of prayer points, quite a few prayer points actually this week, so do have a look on our prayer pages, especially about the funeral of Lillian Shardlow tomorrow, for any of those who would like to attend. And also tonight we have our open mic night of gratitude. We're really excited to see what people bring to share and to celebrate in going into the new year. Looking forward to next year, we have a new sermon series under construction. And so today, we're sort of preparing for that and talking all about laying it down, laying everything down, and leaving it to God. So before we start with that, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for bringing us here. We thank you for this holiday, this celebration that we've just had of you, your birth. And how that story leads. We thank you for bringing us here today to celebrate you, to continue that celebration, and to learn more about you, to be closer to you, and to lay things down for you. God, we just give the service into your hands. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So, all of our songs today are about surrendering to God, to knowing that he is, and leaving things to him. The first song we'll sing is Trading My Sorrows. Please stand or sit as you feel comfortable and join us.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord.
Stories of what they think you're like, but rather the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone.
We know that you have good for us. We lay down everything we need to so that we can step into this new year with something new, something good, something perfect, something from you.
See? Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. When all I see are the ashes, you see the beauty.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When all I see is the cross on, you see the end. Before us, nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. And no mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Shining the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God.
Oh yeah.
So when I'll fight on my knees, with my hand lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. When every fear I lay at your feet.
give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessings fall on me.
Please do take your seats. We're now going to have a reading just of what the service is based on. These are the two readings that we are looking at.
I do not yet consider myself to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. And from Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
We have one more surrender song for you. I Surrender by Hillsong. And please stand or sit as you feel comfortable. Just listening to the words, really dwelling on them, and whether you agree. Thank you. Sorry. Take a seat. I forgot a thing. Of course I forgot a thing. It's that week. We have the birthday box. Please don't let me forget the birthday box. Do any of our children or young people have a birthday in the past week or in the next week coming? Any Christmas or New Year birthdays? Thank you. Any adults who have had a birthday or are going to have a birthday? Any in the group?
JJ!
Trying to escape it. And see?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Hope you had a wonderful one. Now we are going to sing one more surrender song. Thank you. Please stand or sit as you feel comfortable.
I surrender, and I want.
Let's stay in that place of worship. One of the biggest things we need in life is to know Jesus more and to surrender our lives fully to Him. Not part, but whole. Let's sing this again. I surrender. I want to know you more. So in 2026, one of our biggest goals is to know Him more, to know Jesus more. Let's sing that again.
I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know.
Father, we do. just thank you this morning. We give you glory and we give you honor, Jesus. Lord, we lay down our lives. We surrender to you, to your will, to your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. As Danny said, it's a weird Sunday in between Christmas and New Year. Lethargic, overeaten. That's where I'm feeling right now. But by God's grace, we won't be here for much longer. We get through and as we listen to the word. So we've had the word from Manny from Philippians 3, 13 and 14. And church, we need to move forward and press on towards the goals that are set before us with God. We all know New Year's resolutions. Trust me, if I kept mine, I'd be free stone lighter, millionaire, on the beach in the Caribbean. But do you know what? I'd still rather be here with you. How about that? Hey? So thankfully, you know, those resolutions didn't come to pass. You know, or for some of you, you're thinking, why didn't they come to pass? We wouldn't have Ricky up here. So we need to know what we need to leave behind in 2025 and not take forward into 2026 as we look heaven-bound to fulfill the will of God in our lives. There's a will for all of us to fulfill in God. And when we read that scripture, it's incredible when he says, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but the one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. We need to continue to press on. I don't know what 2025 has been like for everybody, but whatever it's been like, we have to continue to press on. We've got to keep pressing on into 2026. We've often said if you drive your car through the rearview mirror, you're going to be in trouble. Because it means you're looking backwards and you're concentrating on what's behind rather than focusing on what's in front. And sometimes when we're focusing on what's behind, we miss what God's got in front of us. And then you end up with a bit of a crash because your eyes are not fixated to where they should be. And that's looking forward. But I like the word that he uses, the word straining towards. So he didn't just go out and just go, yeah, I'm just going to move forward, you know, it's lovely, I'm just going to move forward and do what I've got to do. He says, I'm straining towards what's forward, because it's difficult sometimes to look forward, to look ahead, when so much has gone on behind us. But that's why he says, I'm straining towards, and we've got to do the same. Do you know what? Sometimes what's left behind is where it needs to stay. It's where it needs to stay. It doesn't need to come forward. It's got to stay where it is. And it's got to stay there. And that's where it needs to remain. So today, as we said, we're looking at what can we leave in 2025 and say, I cannot bring this in to 2026. I can't bring this in to my walk with God. I can't bring this into my calling because I know God needs me to leave it where it is. We need to leave it, as we say, at the foot of the cross. Leave it there. Leave it at the foot of the cross and then focus on the one who was on the cross, and that's Jesus. So what things do we need to leave behind? I don't know. I need to leave behind the chocolate tins. Definitely. Yeah, when I saw that chocolate tin coming around, I was like, even the thought of looking at it has given me palpitations because I know I've overindulged. It's got to stay in 2025. But maybe there's unforgiveness that you need to deal with. You've got to leave it where it is. You've got to be forgiven. You've got to look at that. You can't bring that unforgiveness into 2026. We've got to look at those things. Friendships. Even for some of our youth as well, and us adults, there might be some friendships that need to be left behind. because they don't bring out the best in you. They don't push you forward. So we need to look at some of those friendships as well. The world, as big as it is, it can cause us some problems when our eyes are focused and our minds are focused on the worldly things of life. But yet when we know, when we focus on Jesus, and we know when we focus on the King, He provides everything we ever need. But our eyes still remain in the wrong place, on the world. What's the world going to give me? It can never give you what Jesus can give you, ever. Jesus will always be giving you the best. The best. Not the stuff that's behind. He's going to give you the best. So some of the things we need to look at are some of the things that's holding us back as we move forward. As Manny read that scripture in Isaiah 43:18, forgetting the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and in the streams in the wasteland. Do not dwell on the past. We can use the past sometimes to look out how far we've come. So we can use the past for that. We can use the past to say, look at what God's done in my life. Amen? Look what God's done in my life. And we can use the past for that moment because it gives God the glory. Amen? We're saying to God, oh God, what have you done in my life? This is incredible. This is amazing. But if you're dwelling on the past, kind of means you're still stuck in the past. And we don't want to be stuck in past things. And that's why the Bible says not to dwell on them. But what I love about God and I love about the Bible, it says, but listen, even in the wasteland, even in the wilderness, I'm doing a new thing. We can feel like sometimes we've been in the wilderness. We can sometimes feel like we've been in the wasteland a bit. But our God is incredible. And He's always doing a new thing. He's always doing a new thing. And I love that about our God. So let's not dwell on the past. Leave it where it is. Another thing for me, when I was praying about this sermon, is pride. Things we need to leave in 25, and one of the biggest killers of any Christian is pride. In Proverbs 16:18, it says, pride goes. Oh, do you know what? It's one of those days. I ain't that pride yet. We'll leave that there. You can dwell on that for a minute. I missed something out. I was like, I'm sure that's the last bit of my sermon. I turned it around the wrong way. Let's go back. Sorry. Sometimes we're clinging on to things that are no good. We know they're no good. We know they don't bear us fruit. And we know they bring out the worst in us. But yet, we hold on. God will always, as we said, do a new thing. So He will bring new people into your life. I know for our youth, giving up friendships is going to be difficult for them sometimes because they want to be a part of things. They want to be, in some sense, in the in crowd. But God will always bring in friendships for us, new ones. Church, there's nothing greater than to serve God and to be in His calling. The book of Hebrews says in 8:12, for I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. If past sin is holding you back, remember this scripture. He remembers them no more. You know, sometimes we come across, you might have heard it before, people that do the same thing all the time but expect a different outcome. But it never works, does it? But we continue to do the same things, putting ourselves down, saying we're not worthy, saying that God can't use me, saying all these things that ain't true. Because God says, I can use you, you know. And we do the same things expecting a different result. We've got to change these things as we go forward. We've got to seek God more and become more like Jesus. But everybody is usable in the kingdom of God. Everybody. You know, if we have those thoughts, we've got to get rid of them. 100%. Everybody is usable in the kingdom of God. And if anyone's thinking they're not, it can only come from one place, which is the enemy, making you feel like you're not usable, making you feel like you can't be used. And we know that is a lie. So one thing we need to do is to apply the word of God to our lives. I've said this before. So in my New Year's resolutions, I might have been on a beach. So imagine now, I'm on my way to the beach. I'm on my way. I've got my book. I've got my suntan lotion. I've got all the things I need to sit on a beach, relax, and enjoy the sun, enjoy the water, and everything else. But then the thing is, my suntan lotion stays beside me. Then after a couple of hours, my skin goes, I go red, and I'm burnt. And then I start moaning. Ah, see, I've come to the beach. I just want to relax and have a good time. And now I'm burnt. I've got my max factor 50. Why is it not working? Because I didn't put it on. Didn't put it on. I've got it. We've got the Bible. We've got the Word. We've got everything we need. But we don't apply it to our lives. The Word of God needs to be in our lives every single day. And we need to apply it to our walk with God. Because if we don't, things are going to crop up and turn up and you're not going to know what to do. Because everything you need to do is in that Bible. Everything you need to do is in the Bible. So let's apply the Word of God to our lives. If it's in the Word, it's the truth. And the truth sets us free. Amen? Amen. Now I can turn over. So one other thing that was laid on my heart was pride. And it's the biggest killer of every male and female Christian across the globe. In the book of Proverbs 16:8 says, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. So pride goes before destruction. So destruction don't come and then pride comes in. Pride's in, it's entered in. Then the destruction comes. In James 4:6, it says, but he gives us more grace. And that is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. We need to become humble Christians in 2026. Because if you want God to oppose you, he's going to oppose the proud. If pride is in, God will oppose you. But he says, I give grace to the humble. We need to humble ourselves before God in 2026 and allow God to use our lives, because I don't want God opposing me in 2026. So pride needs to stay where it is. So let's, as we move forward in 2026 with our eyes fixed on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we have to do our part too. It's just not God's going to turn up in every situation. In the book of Isaiah, he says, come, let us reason together. But he says, come. We have to do our work too. It's just not as simple as firing up one prayer and then expecting your whole circumstance to change. In some circumstances, we need to be the ones to begin the change and want the change, to desire the change, and then move forward in God. But it also starts with us. It's just not the work of God to do it. We need to apply some stuff ourselves as we walk forward in Christ. So we need to step out in 2026 with confidence in who we are and who Christ says we are. We need to get out of the boat. The boat of I can't do things. The boat that I can't be used. The boat of I can't change. Because it's rubbish. We can. And get into the boat of Jesus, who would take us on a journey that's incredible. Man, when my old past life, I did many things, but I did nothing as incredible as what I've done now with Christ in my life and Christ by my side. He would take you on the journey, the best journey you can ever go on. So let's get rid of the things you know hinder the calling and go into your purpose in 2026 in God's confidence, in God's grace, in God's love, and know God is by your side. We know the word says he will never forsake us nor leave us. And that's what he says, and that is 100% true. He never forsakes us and he never leaves us. He never forsake you or left you in 2025, and he's not going to forsake you or leave you in 2026. He's going to be there the whole way. Amen? Amen. So as our lovely band come up, they're going to worship through a song that's called I Give Myself Away. It's going to be a nice early finish for us today. But in this song, let God minister to you. I don't know if you've heard it or not. I give myself away so you can use me. Less of us and more of him. Amen? Amen. And I love this song. I remember when God was ministering to me about different things in my walk and what God wanted me to do. And I remember thinking, God, I can't. This is way beyond me. But that's when he said, that's what it is. It is way beyond you because it's about me. And I use people like you so I can have the glory for it. Because when you see Ricky, Ricky's not capable. But God in me is capable. Amen? So let this song really, really minister to you. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I surrender. And it's all been about surrender today, church. And let's continue that into 2026. Surrendering our lives to God and allowing him to use us in the way that he wants to do it. So if you want to stand in this song, but let this song minister to you. Amen? Amen. Amen.
to you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you.
Whether they're physical things or things that are spiritual, things that God has laid on your heart that you don't need this year. You don't need this going into the next year. Just leave it to me. Leave it with me so that you can go on walking free. You can walk in my freedom. You can walk in my truth. Just take a moment to give that to God now. God, we thank you for all the things that we have left with you, all those things that we have just given up to you. Help us to leave them there at your feet. Help us not to think about them, about picking them up. Let us leave them behind. Let us let them stay in the past. And let us walk in your spirit, in your truth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for joining us for this service. Please do join us in the lounge for teas and coffees, a bit of fellowship. We'll be singing Battle Belongs as we lead out. Thank you.
So when I fall, I'll fall on my knees. me.
For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you.
See the beauty.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
On the cross, God,
you see an entity.
So when I fall, I'll fall on my knees, my hands lifted high.
Oh God, about to belong to you.
Your feet, I'll sing through the night.
Oh God, the body belongs to you.
So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees, my hands lifted high.
Oh God, the body belongs to you.
And every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night.
Oh God, the body belongs to you.